history program of the Washington County Museum and Century High School. The interviewee is Stanley D. Lambert, and the interviewer is Justin Lindley. The interview took place at Hillsborough Library on May 30th, Thursday, at approximately 7 p.m. Okay. What was your life like before the war?
My life before the war, I was just out of high school. I was a student, high school student. I played athletics, ran around, did just kid things.
What school did you go to, high school?
Forest Grove High School.
Forest Grove High School. Could you tell me what the Hillsborough area was like during the time of the war?
During the time of the war, Hillsborough was a lot smaller, as I recall. I remember Forest Grove probably a lot more than Hillsborough. I remember the lack of traffic lights. I think Forest Grove only had maybe two traffic lights back then. Hillsborough, you could drive through Hillsborough with only going through three or four traffic lights. No strip malls. It was just a lot smaller.
How did most people make their living at the time?
I think probably the most people were farmers and worked in the timber industry and the mills. The high-tech industry that is here now was just starting or was not even started at all. Tektronix was a small upcoming business then.
How did you get involved in the war?
I was drafted.
By the draft, huh? Do you know how the draft law worked in this area?
You know, it's been so long ago, I don't recall. It was lottery style by the time I got there. Before that, it was just selective service. I'm not sure exactly how they drafted them before they did the lottery. It was just, they were randomly chosen, though. By the time I was drafted, it was lottery. They were drafting into the high 300 numbers, and I was like number 47.
What year did you enter?
1969.
So you were 18?
I was 18, yes.
Do you know anything about the local draft board?
No.
How did you feel about entering the war?
I was a scared 18-year-old kid.
Fresh out of high school?
Fresh out of high school.
How did other people feel about you entering the war, such as family, friends?
My family was pretty supportive. Friends, you know, it was just kind of luck of the draw, and nobody really criticized me for going or encouraged me to go either way. It just, I was one of the unlucky ones that got drafted.
What was your trip to Vietnam like?
That is a big question for a little amount of time.
You were sent by a plane to
it was a trip, but the actual flight was 17 hours in the air. Pretty somber time. A lot of scared people.
Were you sent like in a group of just like drafts? Any like draftee group, or was there like a...
No, we actually almost went as singles, and then we were assigned to units when we got to Vietnam. We went as just as a plane load and went into a induction, not an induction center, but a replacement center, and were shipped out to various companies where we were needed.
Did you receive gifts when you were in Vietnam from the home front? From your home?
I think we called them care packages, cookies and, you know, small things, gifts. I was infantry and we were in the field, and gifts were hot chocolate and Kool-Aid and things you could carry with you.
Did you receive any from the South Vietnamese people?
No.
How long were you there?
I was there almost 11 months. I come home early because the 25th Infantry Division pulled out, and I was given a choice to move to another unit and do 2 more months, or come home and do 9 months stateside. And I came home.
Do you have any interesting stories to tell about the war?
Probably not that I want to talk about.
Okay, it's fine. Did your attitude about the war change as a result of fighting there?
Yes.
How did it change?
Well, politically, I didn't care one way or the other. It turned into a matter of survival rather than worrying about the politics of the war and, you know, day to day. Making sure you kept alive and kept your buddies alive and just come home. You know, it wasn't like we were fighting for survival rather than our country is what it got to be, almost, to me.
What was it like returning home from the war?
Returning home from the war, I come home, my family was very supportive and most of my friends, but general public, Vietnam veterans didn't get much respect. I lied about being a veteran for years. I didn't tell, you know, people ask if you were a veteran, no, I'd say no.
So it's people easier. Didn't receive you very well?
People didn't receive Vietnam veterans in general very well. It was an unpopular war.
What was the Hillsborough Forest Grove area like after the war?
After the war, as I recall, there was a lot of construction and growing. And I believe the Tektronix took off and grew. You started to see, you know, more traffic and more of the malls and super centers popping up, and instead of the old mom and pop stores, become a lot more impersonal, I thought.
What impact did the Vietnam War have on you?
Made a mess out of me. Probably after the war, I drank and did drugs for probably 10 years. And just, you know, just trying to forget. And you know, I had the GI Bill. I could have gone to school, but I was in no shape mentally to take advantage of it.
To close the interview, is there anything else you wanted to tell me that I haven't already asked?
I don't believe so. You ask about interesting stories and things from Vietnam. Are, you know, after 30 years, it seemed like a lot of our units and guys after 30 years are kind of having a need to find some sort of closure, and there's kind of a resurgence of reunions and getting back together, and we have web pages for most of the units, and a lot of guys are finding each other after 30 years, and the reunions are good. A lot of closure finally.
So, do you think the Hillsborough area and Forest Grove, do you think they were pro-war or con against it?
Like I said, I was such a mess when I come back that I probably couldn't answer that real honestly. But I know that a lot of places you went, mostly peers, people my own age, were not pro-war. They were against it. It seemed like the older people were more supportive.
Okay, I think that covers it.
Okay, great.
Thank you so much.
Great.